This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments at the most recent sold-out Todd Wright Tour Championship on Copperhead at the Innisbrook Resort for a record 152 players. Brandon Legal Group was the sponsor for shirts that went in the gift bags, and everyone seemed very pleased, just as when Brandon Legal Group sponsored shirts a couple of years ago for a similar event. When you are in need of legal assistance, please be reminded Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. You need not ask, well, what type of law do they specialize in? They are a full-service law firm. I think that answers your question. And you need not work, live, nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida. Brandon Legal Group services the greater Tampa Bay area. They welcome you to call anytime for a free consult. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Mention the gift bags at my Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Also in that gift bag was a free pizza voucher for everyone, courtesy of Papa John's of Tampa Bay. The original sponsors of the first ever podcast that I did, going back now 5 years, they were the title sponsor of the first year of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, which returns later this week. Happy to have Papa John's of Tampa Bay on the Toddcast, and people like Mike Lentz, general manager of the store on West Waters, Denny Gray, general manager of the store on West Kennedy, listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast. The Shaq-a-Roni continues to be a very popular product for Papa John's. Denny told me just the other night when I was in the store picking up Papadias, the Shaq-a-Roni had moved already seven figures of pizza. And also keep in mind that $1 of every Shaq-a-Roni order goes to charity. The Shaq-a-Roni was designed by Shaquille O'Neal himself, owner of stores, member of the board of Papa John's corporate. For those of you that hate the crust at the end of a slice of pizza, and apparently Shaq did, he eliminated that. The cheese goes all the way to the edge. The slices are the largest in Papa John's history. It's double the cheese, and the amount of pepperoni slices on the pizza is 66. That's double the pepperoni. Shaq-a-Roni, as well as other terrific specialty pizzas or custom build your own, as well as a full menu of other items that I'm sure you're familiar with. Thanks to Papa John's of Tampa Bay, and try the Shaq-a-Roni the next time you are hungry for something big from your friends at Papa John's. Thank you to Papa John's of Tampa Bay for making sure each player at the Todd Wright Tour Championship received a free voucher for a pizza to order online at their convenience. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. I welcome your emails. It shows a lot that you would take the time to email me, put your name on it, and give me an address to reply, rather than cowards who still use outdated message boards just to fling insults with some creative ID where you don't even know who they are. So if your email is destructive, constructive, or just posing a question that you'd like answered, I'll be happy to respond to it. As Gil Alexander, my friend at the Vegas Stats and Information Network, likes to point out during our segments on his show, A Numbers Game, during the football season, for 3 years running, I've responded to every email that has come into my fantasy email address, personally responded to it. I'll do that here also. But you got to have the guts to actually put your name and an email address on it and wait for the response. Wright.todd@yahoo.com. Follow me on social media. Instagram is at ToddWright2020. Twitter, which basically replicates Instagram, is ToddWright2020. And my Facebook page is just one page. And I promise you, if you friend me on Facebook, you'll never get another request that I would like you to like this page. One page fits all. Nothing annoys me more on social media than me accepting a friend request from somebody, and then they ask me to like additional pages. That usually leads me to unfollow them, and if it continues, I simply unfriend them. One page fits all. On Facebook, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Remember a while back when I gave you the math on how to solve the NFL's issue with the 17th game? And to refresh your memory, what I did was make a proposal, and it's rather simple. To reduce the quarters played in NFL games to 12 minutes. It's currently at 15. I argue that once a team played one or two games with 12-minute quarters, they would almost forget they weren't playing 15-minute quarters. And I don't think strategy or who wins those games would be impacted significantly. But the issue has always been around the 17th game that the players cite safety concerns. So I found a way to solve the players' concerns with safety while giving the owners their 17th game. Here's the simple math. Currently, the NFL plays 16 games, 60-minute games. We're not including overtime here. Most games don't go overtime. Don't get hung up on that. 16 games at 60 minutes per game is 960 minutes of football that each professional player plays at a minimum. Sure, factor in your injuries, whatever. I'm just giving you the simple math. 16 regular season games times a 60-minute game with four 15-minute quarters is 960 minutes of game time. As I proposed months ago on a previous Todd Wright Toddcast, if the NFL changed to 12-minute quarters, thus reducing the amount of game time within one game from 60 minutes to 48 minutes across 16 games, we go from 960 minutes of game time to 768, significant decrease. You can even add the 17th game with 12-minute quarters, and you're still below 960, the total for a 17-game season with four 12-minute quarters is 816 minutes. That's what I said on a previous Toddcast. The players get less game time. The owners get the 17th game. Problem solved. It's time to do this Toddcast again because have you noticed that in some of these exhibition baseball games, they've been sort of fudging how many outs are needed, and they just want teams to get work. And even in some of these NBA exhibition games, they're going to go 10-minute quarters instead of 12. They're just doing it for safety. They want all the logistics of a normal basketball game, but they feel they can cut it down just for exhibition purposes. No one seems to argue that it's a bad idea. So let's talk about the NFL. They've already eliminated the Hall of Fame game between the Cowboys and Steelers, and they've already eliminated two of these preseason slash exhibition games that all of us wanted to get rid of anyway. Remember last time on the Toddcast, I said not so bad things about sports in 2020? Cutting the NFL preseason minimum in half is a good thing. Now the Owners and Players Association are going back and forth on should it go away entirely. The players want no exhibition games. None. The owners still want one. And they want to do it in a regional format just like baseball did. Yankees play the Mets, Cubs play the White Sox, Angels play the Dodgers, you know the drill. That's how they want to do it. Some teams don't have natural geographic partners. like, say, Seattle or Denver, but the majority of NFL teams do. And I think it is fair to say that one NFL preseason slash exhibition game might not be a bad dry run to know what you're getting into when you start the regular season in 2 weeks, considering that exhibition game would probably be 2 weeks or so out from the current scheduled opener of the NFL regular season. You don't know until you do it. So if you're going to do that one game, if you can get the players to agree to it and make them feel as though enough of the protocols allow it for a safe environment, then why don't you take my idea and follow the lead of baseball and follow the lead of the NBA and reduce the game to 48 minutes. Instead of 15-minute quarters, you go 12-minute quarters. And just see if anybody really notices the damn difference. This is your opportunity to do what I've said, and it could lead to bigger things. Of note, one more on this. ProFootballTalk.com on Tuesday night, or earlier in the day on Tuesday, I don't remember when it was posted, talked about how the owners might push for an 18th game sooner than anyone expected, their reasoning being, let's not have a drop-off of total revenues as a result of not having fans at games or canceled games or a reduced regular season, which we don't know what's going to happen. And while the players would certainly push back on an 18th game, the owners could simply say, well, it's either that or there's less money in the salary cap. What do you want? And Pro Football Talk sort of went as far to think the players might be more receptive to that idea, knowing the money that would come their way would be the same or similar rather than a significant drop-off. Guess what? My 12-minute quarter idea still holds up over an 18-game regular season, which the United States Football League did in 83, 84, and 85. Now, they did it with 15-minute quarters, but they played 18-game regular seasons. I know, my grandfather and I were season ticket holders to the Bandits. But again, take my idea and how I applied it to solve the problem, the dilemma of the 17-game season where the players say, well, we don't want to play more time, it's more risk of injury. I take that out of it by reducing the games to 12-minute quarters. Even if you add an 18th game, my formula still works. 18 games times 48 minutes is 864 minutes of game time for the players. In a 16-game regular season with 15-minute quarters, it's 960. So I solved it for the 17th game, and it works for the 18th game also when we're talking about concussions and player safety from that standpoint. The NFL has the opportunity with this one exhibition game that's still sort of hanging out there as a possibility to reduce the time on the field for other reasons and see if anybody really misses those first 3 minutes of the first, second, third, and fourth quarter. I don't think anyone will. And I think it has roughly, basically, no impact on who wins or loses a damn game. And at different levels of football, they do play 12-minute quarters. Just thought this was the right time to remind all of you that I talked about that on a previous Todd Wright Toddcast, and now is the time for the NFL to actually float it. Put it into play in the one exhibition game and see if it works. Use it in a 17-game regular season to reduce player time on the field. Use it in an 18-game regular season to reduce player time on the field. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast is also presented by Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Try the new Shaq-a-roni pizza. Remember, $1 of every Shaq-a-roni goes to charity. It is double the cheese. It is 66 slices of pepperoni. It is a Shaquille O'Neal creation, and it eliminates the crust that many of you over time have just left in the pizza box and you don't want to eat. Thanks to Papa John's of Tampa Bay and Brandon Legal Group for their support of the recent 2020 Todd Wright Tour Championship. Remember, I'm on social media at ToddWright2020, Instagram, same on Twitter, and you can friend me on Facebook. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Thanks for listening.